This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Thank you so much for joining us here on this edition of the Kona Edge. My name is Brad Brown, and today we chat some nutrition on the podcast. And a massive thank you to the sponsor of this episode of the Kona Edge. It is brought to you by S Fuels Ultra Endurance Drink Mix. We've had some great feedback from S Fuels and also from listeners to the Kona Edge who have tried out S Fuels Ultra Endurance Drink Mix. And some glowing reviews, I must say. So thank you to everyone who has taken action and tried out those S Fuels Ultra Endurance Drink Mix. If you haven't tried them out yet, I would really suggest you do, because you've got absolutely nothing to lose. If you'd like to figure out what it takes to hydrate your muscles and fuel your muscles without sugary drinks and gels, without sugar swings, without sugar gut issues, and without sugar inflammation, then now is your time. That S Fuels Ultra Endurance Drink Mix comes in coconut, lime, strawberry lemonade, and pomegranate acai flavors, and they hydrate, fuel, and support the gut and muscles in ultra endurance event training and racing. As I said, you've got absolutely nothing to lose, because as it stands right now, S Fuels will cover the shipping, and they're also giving you absolutely no risk chance to try these things. If you're not convinced, simply ask for your money back. It's as simple as that. Now's the chance to ditch sugar fuels, okay? If you'd like to check it out, all you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/S Fuels. That's S-F-U-E-L-S, or simply text the word S Fuels. That's S-F-U-E-L-S to 44222, and I'll send you the link straight back. Or alternatively, click in the podcast player that you're listening to this podcast on. The link is just below the podcast, and go check it out for yourself. That's thekonaedge.com/S Fuels. Today's Coach's Corner brought to you by Superfly Coaching. They've helped dozens of athletes reach Ironman Kona, the 70.3 World Championships, and even the Olympic Games. Their coaches, along with Joe Friel, have written several books on training methodologies. Their experienced coaches are uniquely qualified to recognize your skills while addressing your weaknesses. Their coaches have already helped athletes just like you reach their goals, so let them help you. Whether you're attempting to release pounds or shave off a few seconds, they're with you every step of the way. Are you interested in upping your game from acceptable to exceptional? By partnering with your passion and their experienced coaches, you can reach your full potential. Their coaching plans are like their clients, no two are alike. Once you've chosen your service level that works best for you, your coach will begin to develop your customized plan. Don't let stomach issues ruin your race. From coaching to nutritional advice, they cover it all. To discover more about Superfly Coaching, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or have a coaching business and would like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Let's chat some nutrition here on the Kona Edge. Today, Keith Garbutt joins us once again. Keith, welcome back. Thanks for taking the time to chat to us.
Thanks again, Brad. It's great to talk to you.
Keith, nutrition, you had issues at Kona 2017 with regards to your nutrition. Tell me a little bit about those issues and what do you think caused them?
It's hard to tell at the time, of course, but with hindsight, it became very obvious that it was just about hydration. So I'm pretty confident that I know about how to get the literally the nutrition, the carbohydrates right, and I've learned how to get the electrolytes right. But after in my 13th Ironman, for the first time, the hydration went badly wrong, and I ended up grinding to a halt on the run. Stuffed my face at a few aid stations, eventually got going again, and finished feeling much better than I started the run, which was unusual, to say the least.
Did you do anything different? You say you're 13th Ironman. It's the first time it's happened. I mean, looking back now, what caused it? What did you do? What didn't you do? And what should you have done?
It's all about the conditions in Kona just being, so hot and humid, and just not like what we have racing Ironman in the qualifying races in Europe. Also, they were handing out some funny water bottles. Yeah, not like a proper cycling bidon, just a smaller plastic bottle. And then unusually, I was using some of that on the bike to pour over myself. And so I just lost track. I didn't my schoolboy era was not to have a hydration plan that said I was going to drink, litre and a bit an hour, which I think would have been about right in those conditions, and just lost track. You know, thought I was drinking enough, didn't feel particularly thirsty, blew up. So very frustrating to get something so so basic wrong.
And it's so difficult, as you say, coming from the UK, the conditions are vastly different to what you're used to, and you don't get many opportunities to race in those conditions and know how your body will react. So how do you formulate a plan in a situation like that? Is it a case of just on gut feel, knowing what's and looking back at other similar experiences, even though they're not going to be the same? Well, how do you plan ahead for situations like that?
For me, I plan to go back, and I will just have that plan and that target hydration rate, which I will along the way practice. I know that it's possible to try to estimate your sweat rate from perhaps a indoor cycling session before and after weighing yourself, those kinds of things. I haven't tried that. I might well do, but I think it isn't actually that hard. It is just about having volume per hour and being aware and sticking to it.
As far as your day-to-day nutrition goes, tell me a little bit about the way you approach just life in general and from a nutrition point of view.
Life in general, I just try to eat relatively healthily, but frankly, one of the things I enjoy about all of this endurance sport is the fact that I can eat a lot and enjoy my food and not obsess about it too much and still be in quite good shape compared to the general population. So I enjoy my food. I've got quite a sweet tooth, and I just try and be a little bit sensible and just keep an eye and see how I'm feeling.
And from a training perspective, are you one of those guys that subscribes to the school of thought that what you do in training, you do in racing, and training is just a dress rehearsal, so that's where you get your nutrition sorted and race day will take care of itself?
Just about. I certainly agree with the one about you want to practice your race nutrition in training to make sure that it works. But I find Ironman nutrition relatively easy, and I'm sort of surprised at how hard a lot of people seem to make it. And I somewhere along the way picked up a rule of thumb, which I'm sure many people will have heard, but I'm going to say it again, and that is that the amount of carbohydrate you need is 1 to 1.5 grams of carbohydrate per kilo of body weight per hour. So I'm 80 kilos and I aim for 100 grams of carbohydrate an hour, certainly on the bike and into the run. And that's easy then. I just make up my my drinks bottles with that target of, for a 5-hour bake, 500 grams of carbohydrate in the mix with electrolytes just from as purchased. That works pretty well for me. I make up a couple of gel bottles with, 2 or 3 with 100 grams of carbohydrate in, carry them around on the run, take a squirt of carbohydrate on the way into the aid station and rinse it with water. So, I'm not messing around with boxes, can't remember the name of the box on the top tube of the bike and bits of power bar stuck on here and there and all of that. I just do it all on electrolyte drinks and find it works pretty well for me.
I was going to ask, no solids? Is it all liquids throughout on race day?
Yeah, and people seem surprised at that, and they say, don't you feel hungry? But you don't feel hungry if you've got enough carbohydrate in your stomach. So if I feel hungry, I take some of my sports nutrition and I feel fine. It really is quite easy. I'm surprised that more people don't sort of get that.
By the sounds of it, you've had it dialed in for a while, and if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yes, that's the thing. Of course, I realise it works for me. It may not work for others. My body can sort of tolerate that kind of quite a lot of quite concentrated sports drinks as well. Works for me.
Brilliant stuff. Well, Keith, it's been great catching up here on the Cone Edge. Thank you so much for your time today. We look forward to following your progress and the next visit to the Big Island. And let's hope that you get that nutrition issue sorted out and you get that podium that you're chasing.
Thanks a lot, Brad.
And that's it for this edition of the Cone Edge. Thank you very much to Keith Garbutt for sharing his Ironman nutrition tips with us today. And also a massive thank you to the sponsor of this edition of the Cone Edge. It was brought to you by S Fuels Ultra Endurance Drink Mix in coconut lime, strawberry lemonade, and pomegranate acai flavors. S Fuels Ultra Endurance hydrates, fuels, and supports the gut and muscles in ultra endurance training and racing. If you'd like to find out more, all you need to do is head over to theconeedge.com/S-Fuels. That's S-F-U-E-L-S. You can also click on the link in the podcast player that you're listening to this podcast on, or in the show notes below this podcast on theconeedge.com. Go and check it out. So you've got absolutely nothing to lose. Free shipping plus a money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. That's S-Fuels Ultra Endurance Drink Mix. Go check them out right now. I'll be back again tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of The Cone Edge. From myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Cone Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Cone Edge.